This recording, Italy 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, there is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job and a new superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The air was very much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, in her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising. Because normally, you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this may be, feel sorry for a beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to sprout around the official like of a lunatic. The office of like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Which Sarah thought she was. Which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Kama, whatever that is, was strong and huge, so he would take some force to trap. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose, the goose's lower back, with her palm. Then, singing a tune of her. Finally, her efforts were not futile. In one time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side, on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought she was fair price for a cure. But I used to love when you and VJ used to be 1 year old at the point. We just saw pictures and movies of you and Frankie. You and VJ in this backyard, with a little pool, is playing around. It was so cute. It's amazing. And you just love how VJ used to do anything for you. You used to scream for something, he used to go get it for you. He used to make you quiet down really quick. No, like we went to a park one time, and somebody took something from you, like a ball or something, and you start screaming, and Frankie went to the. I just saw it on the video. Went to the kid and took the ball out of his hand to give it back to you. Because he used to follow him all the time. He used to be so cute.